It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, Wisconsin's bats are under threat from white nose syndrome, a disease that spread to 14 Wisconsin counties in the last 3 years. We find out why it's so deadly and what fewer bats would mean for the state. Now, for the first time, the Wisconsin Department of Justice has formalized its guidelines for investigating fatal police shootings. The new guidelines are the latest step in the state's effort to be a national leader on that issue. Jason Stein joins us now. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Hello, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jason, how significant are these guidelines in the nationwide, really, response to the turmoil over police shootings?
Sure. Well, first of all, Wisconsin is one of the few states where every police shooting or suspect that dies in police custody, where an independent investigation has got to be a run of that. And, you know, just in the lead up to this segment, you were talking about the shooting in Appleton over the weekend, and that is being investigated by the Green Bay Police Department. So these are guidelines that outside agencies like the Green Bay Police Department can lean on as they try and conduct these independent reviews of shootings and, you know, other use of deadly force by police.
Well, Wisconsin already has to have an independent investigation of police shootings. Now we have these guidelines. So what was in place before that?
Well, you know, interestingly, for 3 years now, the State Department of Justice has been conducting these investigations without a formal written policy on police shootings. Now, they have written policies for just in general for investigations, and they had some unwritten understandings about how to handle these specific cases, but they finally put forward about a 20-page guidebook that is designed to give some protocols and policies for their agents, their Division of Criminal Investigation agents, you know, when they roll into, you know, under very sudden circumstances in most cases, a shooting, you know, that might happen in a small community or a city as large as Milwaukee.
Now, before we get into what's in the guidelines, more of the specifics, can you tell us a little bit about the creation of them and how they came to be?
Well, in 2014, there was legislation passed putting forward this, in, you know, mandating this independent investigation in Wisconsin of police shootings. And, you know, the Department of Justice has been the lead agency in doing those. Sometimes they are done by another police department. For instance, my understanding is that Appleton and Green Bay trade off in some of those investigations, but really it's the Department of Justice that's done the most of them, and they're drawing on the lessons that they've learned from dozens of these incidents around the state.
Well, Jason, can you tell us a little bit about what's in them? What are the highlights that stand out to you?
Sure. I mean, you know, some of these things are as basic as how they will roll out news about these events to the media and to the public. You know, many of them are non-controversial items. But, you know, there have been some things that have drawn public debate. For instance, there was a shooting in Neenah in December of 2015. And, you know, in subsequent to that, Department of Justice agents used, you know, used a policy, showed the officers had shot a hostage rather than the hostage taker in that situation, showed them video of the incident prior to interviewing them. And, you know, that sparked debate that showed up in newspapers, including mine. And, you know, one of the things that they have done is, since then, is change their policy to say that, it, you know, in most circumstances, officers will not be shown those videos of what happened prior to being interviewed about what happened.
And I understand that at least one of the rules was also in response to the police shooting of Madison's Tony Robinson. Can you tell us about that one?
Correct. So in that case, that was an unarmed teenager who was shot in Madison. And again, in that case, the officer, Kinney, who shot Tony Robinson, was allowed to see video from that incident that showed some of the shots fired prior to being interviewed by Department of Justice investigators. You know, going forward, that would not happen. It would only happen if a police officer insisted on seeing the video prior to being interviewed. And even in that situation, the local district attorney who would have to make any charging decision based on the investigation, he or she would have to sign off on showing the video before it would happen.
Jason Stein is with us right now, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he's with us to talk about new guidelines for investigating fatal police shootings from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. And Jason, I understand there's also more specificity now about what the point of the investigation might be, and that is the officer to be charged with a crime or not, and that can't be used for other purposes.
Right. So, I mean, one example was, again, in the Tony Robinson case. In that case, the Madison Police Department, relied on the state investigator's interview of Officer Kinney when deciding whether or not to discipline him, right? So two things happen when there's an officer-involved shooting. One, the district attorney needs to make a decision about whether there was any, you know, criminal culpability on the part of the officer, which, in the great majority of cases, that is not the case. But then also the individual police agency has got to conduct its own internal investigation about whether or not, you know, the officer violated any just departmental rules and, you know, whether or not there would be any discipline of the officer. And what the state DOJ is now saying explicitly is that they're not going to be let those criminal interviews be used for discipline of officers, that, in other words, the local police agency is going to have to do its own work and its own interview as it comes to that determination.
And Jason, as we start to wrap up, what are people saying outside the state and in the state about these guidelines and whether or not this could make Wisconsin a leader?
Sure. You know, we have seen some voices from outside the state point to Wisconsin's model as a possible path forward for the nation on this, including the criminal law program at Stanford recently put out a report that cited Wisconsin as a model. You know, at the same time, there also continues to be some criticism about the way we do things here. For instance, these rules don't explicitly prohibit an officer, a DCI agent or another investigator, from looking into a shooting that happened within his or her former employer. So a city of Milwaukee investigator goes to the state, he or she could potentially investigate a shooting in Milwaukee. And, you know, that's something that some people have called for change on.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Veronica.
That was Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us to take a look at new guidelines for investigating fatal police shootings that came from the Wisconsin Department of Justice.